Shalom, everybody. This week we have the zechus of beginning a brand new sefer in the Chumash, Sefer Devarim. Sefer Devarim is a lengthy speech that Moshe delivered over the last 5 weeks of his life. And the beginning of his speech, which is the beginning of Parshas Devarim, is strong mussar, strong rebuke, sometimes veiled and sometimes explicit, aimed at Bnei Yisrael, recounting some of the things that they experienced and some of the things they caused in the last 40 years. One of the incidents that Moshe recounts in our parsha is the episode of the Meraglim, the incident of the spies and their negative report that had taken place 40 years beforehand in Sefer Bamidbar in Parshas Shlach. As we learned there, and as Moshe recounted in Parshas Devarim, the punishment of Bnei Israel believing the negative report of the Meraglim was that all of the adults of that generation would die and not be allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. And in our parsha, Moshe also describes what happened after the entire generation passed away and after Bnei Yisrael passed near Moab. Right after Moshe recounted those episodes, he said in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yudzayin, Vayedaber Hashem Eli Lemor. Hashem spoke to me, etc. Moshe then continues to describe when Bnei Yisrael traveled near Ammon. But he said, Vayedaber Daber Hashem Eli Lemor. Moshe used the term Vayedaber. Why is that significant? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says, based on the Medrash, that from the episode of the Meraglim all the way until now, for 38 years, the word Vayedaber is not mentioned in this section, only Vayomer. For 38 years, Hashem only spoke with Moshe using Vayomer, not Vayedaber. Why? Rashi says, because during those 38 years, Hashem was upset at Bnei Israel. So Hashem spoke to Moshe only using Vayomer. Hashem's speech was not directed towards Moshe affectionately, softly, face to face. It was more harsh. It was only after that whole generation died out. Only then did Hashem speak more affectionately using Vayedaber. And that's the pasuk we just read. Vayedaber Hashem Eli Lemor. And Rashi says that this teaches us a powerful lesson. Hashem wasn't angry with Moshe. He was only angry at Bnei Israel. Moshe didn't do anything wrong in the episode of the Meraglim. Only Bnei Israel did. So why did Hashem not say Vayedaber to Moshe for 38 years? Rashi says that this teaches us that the Shekhinah only interacts with the Navi for Bnei Israel's sake. The Navi is the representative of Klal Yisrael. So if Hashem is angry with the nation, he speaks to the Navi differently, more strongly. Hashem wasn't angry with Moshe, but Moshe represented Bnei Israel. So he got the harsher Vayomer and not the warmer, the softer Vayedaber. That's Rashi. And it's a beautiful and powerful message about who is a leader and what he or she represents. Sometimes leaders can get the mistaken impression that they're independently special. But this pasuk teaches us the opposite. Their entire value stems from and is based on the people that they lead, not who they themselves are. That's Rashi. However, there is one question on this Rashi. Rashi here says that Vayomer is harsher, tougher. It's a harsher term for Hashem speaking to a Navi, whereas Vayedaber is softer, more gentle. However, Rashi on Sefer Shmos, Perek Yudtes, Pasuk Gimel, says that Vayomer is a soft, gentle way to speak. And on Shmos Perek Vav Pasuk Beis, Rashi says that Vayedaber is stronger and harsher. It's the opposite of what Rashi says here in Parshas Devarim. Here, Rashi says that Hashem spoke harshly with Bnei Israel using Vayomer, and finally, after 38 years, Hashem spoke more lovingly using Vayedaber. So which is it? Is Vayomer soft, or is Vayedaber soft? Is Vayomer more harsh, or is Vayedaber more harsh? This question is asked by Rav David Feinstein, who died in the year 2020. Rav David Feinstein was the son of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He was an incredible Talmud Chacham, Rosh Yeshiva, Posek. And he asks this question in his Sefer on the Chumash called Kol Dodi. And it's on our Parsha. And he says the following beautiful idea. As Rashi says in Shmos, Vayomer is a soft, gentle way to speak. But it's the softness of two parties who are not on intimate terms with each other. They have to be careful what they say. They have to avoid confronting each other directly. Vayomer is polite, but in this context, it's the politeness you would afford a stranger, so to speak, not someone who is beloved to you. Vayedaber, on the other hand, in this context, describes speech that's direct. The two parties are so close to each other that they're not afraid to say exactly what they think. You can love someone so much that you can criticize them. You can speak directly and firmly. You can only speak harshly, vayedaber, with someone you love and with whom you have a strong relationship. In this context, vayomer is the awkward politeness of someone with whom you are not close, at least not at the moment. Only when Hashem wanted to draw Moshe close to him did he speak in the strong terms of Vayedaber, and Moshe understood that. Rebuke, even strong rebuke, can be a sign of love, while awkward politeness can, chas v'shalom, be a sign of the opposite. Have an amazing day, everyone!